really an experiment to see if we could do something to help music programs, and we figured there are probably a lot of instruments that weren't being used, so we appealed to people to donate the instruments they weren't playing anymore, and turned out there were quite a few out there. We repaired them, made them available to schools, and realized we've got something good going, so I kept it going for a number of years, and then it got too big. It really got too big for the station to do on the side, at which point I said, you know what, I'm just going to form my own nonprofit, and that's what I did 4 years ago. Started bringing music to life so we could continue the drive, and this will be the fourth drive through that nonprofit, mm-hmm. the eighth drive overall.
And so you've been collecting instruments during that whole time, and you know, when we talk about instruments, we always use the word gently used band and orchestra instruments that are able to be repaired, and then of course you turn around and you award those instruments to various music programs around the state.
That's right. We focus on Title I programs. So okay. These are schools with a high proportion of kids who are on free or reduced cost lunch. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that generally can't afford to rent or buy, and so that's the bullseye. That's the primary target. And so far, we've given away a little over 3,800 instruments
wow.
to 160 schools all over the state, some metro area, many in rural communities. And yes, you're right. The phrase gently used, open to interpretation.
Yeah, yeah.
What we're not trying for is, you know, spring cleaning. We got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But really, something that has the potential to be repaired, because that is a critical part of what we do. They've got to be in excellent playable shape when they're given to children. Otherwise, kids will get frustrated and they'll quit as soon as they begin. And we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, and I would imagine that over the course of the last few years that you've been doing this, that you've probably come across some remarkable instruments that people have had over the years, and they just, you know, quit playing as they got older or whatever, and they just had it in the closet, but it was a perfectly really good instrument.
Thankfully, many of them are good instruments that don't take everything needs repairs. We've discovered that over the years, whether it's new pads for the flute or, you know, getting some of the dents out, because we also want them to look good for the kids. So they'll take some pride in it. And there have been surprises. We had a viola from 1784.
Wow.
We affectionately called it the Franken viola because it had all kinds of different parts from different years, in fact, different centuries. Didn't work that well. There was a collector who wanted it, and that was great. And this is the other part of the story. This is sort of the second and third chapter. Sometimes we get instruments that are not suitable for schools, but somebody would be interested in having it. We'll sell it, take the money, and use it for repairs or buy other instruments with that money after talking to the donor. We always go back to the donor and say, you may not have realized, but, and if it has their blessing, then we go ahead and do it.
Steve Blatt is joining us this morning, representing Bringing Music to Life, and we're discussing the 2018 instrument drive. How many kids on the elementary level are in need of instruments, because that's a really good age. I remember in the fifth grade when I first picked up a violin and everything. But I'm kind of curious.
You and me.
You really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In fact, there are still a lot of children in Colorado. Mm-hmm. It's surprising to some people that schools still have music programs, and many do. Not all by any means. But what they lack are the instruments so that every child that has the determination and the desire to play can have a chance. And that's the niche we're trying to fill. If they have a program already, and that's one of our requirements for schools, you need to have a music teacher in place. You need to have a program. But if you've got kids that can't get instruments, then apply. And the application is online at bringmusic.org.
And, of course, it's a tax-deductible gift as well, because you are a nonprofit.
We are, and we will send out a thank you and appraisal letter around May, mid-May, and they'll be able to use that next year on their taxes.
Yeah, I noticed that you've got a nice photo of Governor Hickenlooper in there, and quoted as, learning music can make a huge difference in anyone's life, especially a child's. And he's playing a guitar. Did you know that the governor is also a pretty fair piano player as well?
In fact, when we visited him, he's got a keyboard. He's got his guitar, his keyboard in his office.
Oh.
And I think it keeps him sane,
given
all the things that go on in state government. But he's been extremely supportive. Yeah. He's a real fan of music and music in the schools.
Well, the campaign starts today, and it goes till when?
Goes till Saturday the 17th. So you have all this week and next week. There are 16 different donation locations all over Colorado, and you can find those at our website as well. And the other thing...
And the website is?
bringmusic.org.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other thing that's important, because, as I say, we will repair every single instrument before it's supplied to a school. The repair fund is by far the greatest expense we have. We spent almost $90,000 last year, and this is even with a discount of 50%. We have a wonderful repair partner. The Colorado Institute of Musical Instrument Technology does the repairs and does them at half price for us, so we can get more instruments out.
So it costs a lot. Yeah, you will take financial donations then during this drive as well.
We will do that.
Yeah. So what is it average to cost to fix an instrument?
About $150.
Okay.
And compared with the cost of a new instrument or even a used instrument, that's a bargain.
Wow. Well, Dave, wish you well. And, of course, we have this on our website as well and link directly to bringmusic.org. And we will continue to... talk about it, especially during these next few days that it's so important. How's it going so far? I mean, in the past.
This is the very beginning.
This is the very beginning.
The first stores have been open for a half hour.
Right.
So I try not to check too soon. get worked up. Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, is there any instruments, anything you won't take?
Yes. We cannot take... pianos, upright pianos, grand pianos, or organs.
Wow.
Costs of moving, repairing, and tuning are too great, and there are not that many requests from schools for those.
Right.
We can take keyboards, though.
I see.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we can take electric guitars. We can take all kinds of guitars. Anything you'd find in a school band, a school orchestra, or a jazz or rock band.
Right.
You bet.
Okay. Drums?
Drums.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve Blatt, thank you so much, and wish you well on the campaign. Bringing Music to Life, the 2018 Instrument Drive. If you need to know more, log on to bringmusic.org.